Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immense praise belongs to him for having given me this opportunity of meeting my brothers in Islam in this gathering. I recited a verse, part of a verse from Surah Baqarah at the end of it, which is considered by many ulama to be the last wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fattaqu yawman turja'una fihi ilallah. Be afraid of the day on which you will be taken to your Creator Allah. Summa tuwaffa kullu nafsin ma kasabat. Then every soul, every nafs will be given what it earned. Ma kasabat, what it earned. We have been sent here to earn something. Our cars will not accompany us to the grave. Our wealth will not accompany us to the grave. Everybody understands this. What will then accompany us to the grave? The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the message. Your righteous deeds, in Farsi is called neki, because of Mughal reign. Neki is a word very well known in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. In Arabic it is sawab. Sawabam min indillah. Earning. Allah will give us what we earn. This earning is not dependent upon position. No position can give this earning. No accumulation of wealth, high bank balances. The earnings are simply stated by another verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks our Prophet to declare to the whole mankind, Qul, meaning is Qul, what is the meaning of Qul? Qul means say. But those friends of Allah say, Qul means you tell the whole world, remind the whole world, declare before the world people. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me. Very simple lesson. The Prophet is not saying this on his own. He never does it. Another verse of the Quran certifies, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ This, my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doesn't speak on his own. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ Whatever I reveal to my angel Jibreel, he only speaks about them. He is asked to say, declare, proclaim before the whole world, إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِيُونِ The word is تُحِبُّون. إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّون If you love, If you love Allah, means if you believe in Allah, you should have loved Him. You should have expressed the desire to meet your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer. Instead of being desirous of loving Him, you don't believe in Him. Particularly the Western nations, the more the affluence, the more the disbelief comes out. A beautiful verse of the Holy Quran expresses the achievement of the West. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They they know very well the outwardly things of life. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a certificate. I, Allah, hereby certify that the nations of the West know very well the worldly things. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ But about Akhirah, they are totally negligent. Just don't think, who has given the sun? The whole world says it is not our creation, it has been put there by somebody. The Quran refers to it very much. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا I have given you a dazzling lamp. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا O mankind, I have given you a dazzling lamp. What is the dazzling lamp? The sun. What does science say now? It looks just slightly bigger than the moon in diameter. The diameter of the moon is 2160 miles multiplied by 1.6 to convert in kilometers. What is the diameter of the moon? 2160 miles. What is the diameter of the earth? About 8000 miles. What is the diameter of the sun? 865,000 miles, say Subhanallah. In diameter it's about 100 times more. In area you have to multiply the two. In cubic dimensions you have to multiply it by 3. 100 times means 100 cube, that brings it to 1 million. If you take the fractions it becomes 13 lakh, 1.3 million. How big is the sun diametrically? 8,000 miles earth. 865,000 miles sun is about 100 times. In terms of volume, it then becomes 10, 100 into 100 into 100, 10 to the power 6, that's 10 lakh or 1 million. If you take the fractions, it becomes 13. 13 lakh times bigger, 1.3 million times bigger than the earth. If you consider the sun as a big football over there on the corner, you can consider the earth as a seed drop right on the other end. How much of the rays of the sun go in different directions? How much is it? Scientists have given the dimension. 1 upon 2,000 million parts. 1 upon 2,000 million. In Bangladeshi they say koti. 200 koti bhager ek bhag. Sara prithibi pai. The whole world gets 1 upon 2,000 millionth part of the sun's rays and light. How many subhanallah will cover our gratitude? The Quran says in simple language, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا If you count the blessings of Allah, you cannot reckon them. What is the meaning of reckon? In England people say, I reckon. Means I try to estimate. My estimate cannot reach it. Then they use the word reckon. The word in the beginning is, if you count the blessings of Allah, you cannot reckon them. Means you cannot even imagine how great are His blessings upon you. But you don't say shukr. So, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ If you love Allah, mankind should have loved Allah who has given the sun. Without this, the earth would be dead, totally dead in a few days. No Alhamdulillah. Quran teaches, say Alhamdulillah. There is a verse in the Quran, قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Say الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Say. It's an order. قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ You say Allah الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ And peace be upon those who have been selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who have been selected? The prophets. قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ Number one. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ Peace be upon the sent ones, chosen ones, selected ones. Which means the prophets. So two items are covered. Say Alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say alayhi salam upon the prophets. No other religion teaches this. Abraham is the prophet of Islam. Even the Old Testament, New Testament is full of his mention. I was looking at an encyclopedia from England, America, World Book Encyclopedia. I looked at the section on Abraham. Then on Solomon, in the place of Solomon, his big empire is mentioned, his wealth is mentioned, many other mentioned. No mention that he was a prophet of Allah. Solomon, similar. But the Quran talks about them in wonderful language. In Surah Naml, the name of the surah is the ant. Suratul Naml. Hatta ila ataw ala wadi naml, Allah describes when Solomon arrived at the valley of the ants. The word in the Quran is wonderful. Valley of the ants. Their leader, the reference is to she. Name of the surah is Suratul Naml. And hatta ila ataw ala wadi naml, again, the valley of ants. But then qalat namlatun, say the she ant. Why she ant? Now science tells us, ants don't have kings, they have queens. Similarly, bees don't have kings, they have queens. Muslim scientists very much like this mention. Qalat namlatun, said a she ant. What did he say? O ants, enter into its holes. Suleiman is coming with his cavalry. They will trample you under the foot. They will not understand that they are trampling in every foot, pitch step, many of you. Allah made Suleiman hear this. Suleiman al-Islam heard what the ant was saying. Scientifically impossible. But in Islam, there's a part of our faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his special actions for saving these prophets. Regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, simple and plain, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا سَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. I say to the fire, قُلْنَا, I say to the fire, يَا نَارُ, O fire, كُونِي, you be, كُونِي is a feminine gender form, because the fire is feminine gender. بَرْدًا, coolness, salaman, comfortableness. O fire, make yourself comfortable and cool for my Abraham. It's physically impossible. Those who don't believe in Mojada, they want to give many explanations. Sorry, Western people, sorry, our Quran contains a statement like that. So we are discussing a Mojada of Sulaiman alayhi salam. When he reached his ears, فَتَبَسَّمَ دَوَهِكَ, he had made a smile. Wow, what a grace. What a grace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me. I have such an empire. I am a prophet. I hear the voice of an ant. But what he did after that is a wonderful mention. Immediately went to sajda and said, he gave a prayer which we can pray every individual for the rest of our life. What did he say? Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. O Allah, give me tawfiq, give me the good opportunity of showing my gratefulness to you that you have made me a prophet, you have made me a king, you have given me such a wonderful hearing of the voices of the ants. Scientifically impossible. Mojada is something which our senses cannot grasp. It is a part of our faith. So this is the relation to Ibrahim. In case of Solomon, when we come Sulaiman alayhi salam, he instantly became obedience mad. He said, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala saliha. The Prophet is talking in such a mode, utmost modesty. How modest this Prophet sallallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. O Allah, give me this opportunity, give me this tawfiq, so that I can show you my shukr, my gratefulness for your blessings upon me. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati ashkura, so that I can show shukr. Wa an amala salihan, I pray to you, you give me tawfiq to make amala salihan. Give me tawfiq to do righteous deeds. Third, وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ, make me enter with your special mercy. Please make me enter with your special mercy the group of righteous people. Was he not a righteous person? Does he not know that he is the Prophet of Allah? What is this he is saying? He is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me one of those who do righteous deeds. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, please include me in your righteous servant's family. How much modest is that thing? This prayer is such, though Solomon prayed like this, Sulaiman alayhi salam, this can be a prayer for everyone. Allah, give me tawfiq that you have made me a man. Maulana Abrar Rukh Sahib used to say, Allah, it's so much a grace of yours. You have created me. You have made me a man. You have given me Deen Islam. You have given me such a prophet as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you had made me a dog or a cat, what could I do? Maulana Abrar Rukh Sahib's prayer. Instead of making me a man, if you would make me a cat or a dog, what could I do? It's your grace. Allah, give me tawfiq, give me the good opportunity of showing my past gratefulness. So the Quranic mention is transformed here as a dua for every individual. Rabbi auzirni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardahu wa adkhilni. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That puts light upon the lives of the angels, of the prophets, how modest they were, despite their high status. There is a similar prayer, much shorter, from Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph. All these prophets are mentioned in Old Testament and New Testament. Yusuf becomes Joseph, Solomon becomes Solomon. John is especially separate. John in the Quran is Yahya. How many people in the West keep their name John? John F. Kennedy. What is the meaning of John? John means Yahya alayhi salam. So the prayer of Joseph is mentioned in the Holy Quran. What is the prayer? Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-hadith. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Joseph, Allah's dear Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulki. You have given me an empire, you have made me a chief in a high position. Wa allamtani min ta'wil al-hadith. You have given me the power to explain people's dreams. Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Originator of this heavens and the earth. Anta wali fi dunya wal-akhirah. You are my guardian in this world also thereafter. Anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah. Tawaffani muslima. Oh Allah, let me die as a Muslim. Tawaffani muslima. Then, walhiqni bis salihin. Make me one of the righteous. Does he not know he is a prophet of Allah? None one can be top in piety, top in piousness. But he is saying, walhiqni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. That is the prayer of Joseph. So the lives of the prophets are full of unimaginable modesty. Our prophet used to cry at night, long nights, standing. Our mother, Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, is just beside him, watching him. When he gives salam, she asks, O Prophet of Allah, why do you cry so much? Why do you stand in such long rakats and you cry so much? Hasn't He forgiven your past and present and future, all sins? And hasn't He made you the top of all prophets? The answer of the Prophet was very simple. Afala akuna abdan shakura. His reply to Ma Aisha, Ummul Mumineen Aisha Dewa. Afala akuna abdan shakura. Aisha, shall I not be a grateful servant of my Lord? Shall I not be a grateful servant of my Lord? Afala akuna abdan shakura. I have mentioned three cases. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salam. What is the training? Training is of modesty. Versus training of arrogance. The whole world is immersed in arrogance. God doesn't exist. This life is the life. Quran mentioned this. مَا هِيَا إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرُ. This world is the life. This is the life we lead. We live here, we die here. No one will resurrect us, give us new life. مَا هِيَا إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرُ. Nothing but time kills us. There is a quotation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives as a verse of the Quran. The quotation of disbelief. Speaking in front of the Prophet, showing him a finger, we don't believe in you. So the mention in the Quran is wonderful. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you love Allah, we should have loved Him. I came to America first time in 12-2012. We purchased a booklet at Atlanta. The name of the book was I Love My Mom. Child is speaking, I love my mom. Then pages after pages the author is putting them. He has given me such a dear mother. She looks upon me. You are such a good mother for her. I love my mom because she is a good mother. She does this for me, and she does this for me, and she does this for me, and she does. Whole book is filled of this. I love my mom. I love my mom. I love my mom. We should have said, I love my Allah, I love my Creator. It is He who has given me this life. It is He who has given the Son. The 30th part, first surah, Surah Naba, mentions 12 such blessings which anyone can see anytime. Alam najal al arda mihada, haven't I spread the earth for you? If the whole world was mountainous, how could I have lived? Alam najal al arda mihada, wal jibala utada, wa khalaqnakum azwaja. I am translating on the most easy one. Wa khalaqnakum azwaja. There is a special blessing on me that I have created you in pairs. Wa khalaqnakum azwaja. I have made you as man and human, women. This is in Surah Naba. But you go to Surah Rum, there he mentions this, explains this. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. You want to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The sign is your wife. The language in the Quran is إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah. Actually it means how can you be disbeliever in His existence? That is the fashion in the West. We purchased a book by Zakaria Farid, a person in New York, you know, having very high position. I found that he has made many mention of the Bible, quotations from Bible. No mention about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No mention of the verse of the Quran. If you speak against Islam, you are a secular person, you are a beloved man, part of the intelligentsia. I am a patient of Parkinson's disease. The medicine has given a side effect also. I feel as if my mouth has become totally dry, lips are dry, tongue is dry. I have to drink some water. But I want to make it a demonstration of the sunnah of the Prophet also. What is the sunnah of our Prophet? Sit in a, drink while you are sitting. Don't drink stand in standing position, if not utterly necessary. Say Bismillah. Drink in three sips. This we don't know, many of us. What is drinking in three sips? First sip, just a little bit. Second sip, just a little bit. Third sip, the whole glass, finish. Bismillah. Many are the sunnah of drinking water. We mentioned just a few. Saying Bismillah. Drinking with the right hand. Drinking in a sitting position. Drinking in three sips, which I have demonstrated. Two purposes. One, quenching my thirst. At the same time, to show you how to drink. Our Prophet used to drink in three sips. Because the main verse in our discussion is, In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni. Follow me. The Prophet used to drink like this. I heard a young man yesterday was telling his father, do you ask me to behave like a robot? We don't believe in this. We are Americans. Son of a Muslim father. He's talking to his father. You want to make me a robot? This is America. I have my free will. If the child would say at the beginning, this is A, why should I call it A? I am a free man. You cannot put things upon me. Don't make me a robot. Does the child do that? Doesn't every child become a robot, what his parents say? Then he gradually grows an iman. The Quran says in the very beginning, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi, Hudalil Muttaqeen, Alladheena Yu'minuna Bil Ghaib. The Quran mentions, believe in the Ghaib. Ghaib doesn't mean unseen. What we cannot see, what we cannot hear, what we cannot touch, what we cannot smell. But the most important two functions are played by the ears and the eyes. Therefore, verse in Surah Mulk is very important. coal, again the coal. Say to all mankind, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what would you say? Huwallazi anshaakum, he has given you this existence. Wajala lakum as-sama, has made for you the power to hear. Al-absara, has given you the power to see. Wal-afida, the heart's intelligence emanates from that. What keeps you in his memory? We see something, instantly it is in our memory. After an hour, if somebody says, erase it, can you erase it? What does the computer man do? Can you erase? Do you have to save? You see something is engraved in your memory. Do you have to say save? It's automatically stored. You want to bring it back and speak to us. The brain will find it from the memory, process it in the brain, then give the order to the mouth, talk. It talks. Computer language makes it easy for us. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَاكُمْ, he has given you this existence. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ, because these two faculties make man arrogant. I hear, I see. God, I can't see him, I can't hear him. Akhirah, I can't see him, I don't see him. He talks like this. But actually he has to be a robot. In the beginning he should believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is a prophet of Allah. How does he become a prophet of Allah? Did Abu Bakr ask the question like this? He's a model. Believe. If you don't believe, you are not wanting to become a robot. Don't say, I believe in the Akhirah. Amantu billah, I believe in Allah. Wa malaikatihi, believe in his angels. Wa kutubihi, believe in his books. Wa rusulihi, believe in his prophets. Wa liyawmil akhiri, believe in the last day. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ 6th one. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, life after death. The Quran puts in the very beginning, you have to believe in these fundamentals. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, they are not matters of science. What science cannot cover is faith. You have to believe in Muhammad. Start by being a robot like Muhammad. Drink as he drank. Walk as he walked. Walk like a very simple man. He wanted to be surrounded by the companions. Not that he goes in the front like a king and they follow him. He used to walk in the midst of the Sahabis. Nobody could know which is Muhammad. They have to ask, which is Muhammad amongst you? A symbol of modesty, intelligence. I was just discussing the verb in the sentence. If you love Allah, we should have loved him, we should have desired to meet him. But you don't do that. The Quran contains innumerable mentions. Mamin ayatihi, do you want to see his signs? Surah Rum. From his signs, one sign is this. Mamin ayatihi, an khalaqalakum min anfusikum azwajan, that he has made your wife from the same kind. She is also a human being, you are also a human being. But so much difference lies between the two. What is the role of the wife? Quran describes it. Mamin ayatihi, أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you can get peace in them. Where does the peace lie? Where does the peace lie? In whose names the Western people mentioned their big books? I am showing my gratefulness to my wife for her green widowhood. I put this name in the beginning. She did so much for me. In Bangladesh, there was poet Jasimuddin. He wrote a poem, Kabar. Eikhane to dadir kabar, dadim gachet tole, tirish bachar. I have kept the grave of your grandmother alive for 30 years with waters from my tears. Bhive hoitam shara. The poem says in the middle, shara bari bhori ato shona mohor charaya diloka. I used to think, how come my whole house is full of gold? Who has made it full of gold? Your daddy, my wife. The grandfather is talking to the grandson, mentioning his grandmother. I used to think, what made my house full of gold? It was your grandmother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. That's in Surah Naba. But in Surah Rum, the exposition is there. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, from his signs. You want to see the signs of Allah? Your wife is a sign for you. యు గెట్ పీస్ ఇన్ హార్ట్. నిత్యస్కునిలయ్యా వజాలబైన కుమ్మవద్దతం వరహ్మ. హీ హస్ క్రియేటెడ్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ అండ్ అడ్మిరేషన్ అండ్ అఫెక్షన్ బిట్వీన్ యూ టూ. ఇట్ ఈస్ హీస్ గిఫ్ట్, నాట్ యూర్ ఆర్నింగ్. So Surah Naba mentions, وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, I have created in pairs. Surah Rum gives the tafsir. Allah's Quran is full of tafsirs of different verses. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Allah mentions sleep as a special blessing. He has given you sleep. It cuts off your relationship with the whole world. Gives you new life when you are out from sleep. I was so tired because I drove from Calgary last night. Tired to the extreme point. I came home, my wife had prepared me the dinner. I took it and went to sleep. I had a wonderful sleep. I feel so fresh. Allah says, you feel so fresh? Who gave you sleep? The Quran claims, Allah gave you sleep. You don't bring it, He gives it. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. I made the night a cloak for you. C-L-O-A-K. I made the night a cloak. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. Then وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا. He has given you a dazzling lamp. How big is the lamp? I talked about this for a while. So we should have desire to meet Allah. We don't desire to live. Rather we express our godlessness. We kind of, I am a speaker of truth. I don't believe in Allah. All atheists say, I speak the truth. I don't believe in Allah. He is speaking the truth. Correct. But what is his experience telling me? Who gave the sun? Who gave the moon? Quran mentions this so often. He is an object we love. The mother's love is his expression of Rahma. So the mentions in the Quran are wonderful. In Surah Rum, this is probably the second verse. وَمِنْ آيَاتِيَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. That's the verse regarding wife. Come to the earlier verse. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. The Quran said, you want to see his signs? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. From his signs, one is this. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ التُرَابِ. وَمِنْ آيَاتِيَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَمْتَشِرُونَ. A sign is you. He has made you from the earth, from the dust. He created you from the dust. That is a sign of Allah. Surah Rum. وَمِنْ آيَاتِيَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. تُرَاب means dust. His signs, one sign is your own creation. He has created you from the dust. Now you roam about in the whole world. The word is ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. تَنْتَشِرُونَ means scattered throughout the whole life. Bengali is making a big part of the population of Toronto. Quran says, Summa izantum basharun. Now you are human beings scattered over the earth. Vamin ayati. So many are the verses talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the final point is, we behave as the Prophet behaved. That is Sunnah. We gave you a demonstration of drinking water. Maulana Abu al-Aksab used to say, think for a while to bring the attention of the people towards Allah. Then talk about the Sunnah. Practical work. How to drink water. These parts are all individual items of emanation. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. How to earn, to go like the Prophet does. You should talk about coming to the mosque. This great man, we first got him in Bangladesh in 1981. He visited last time 2004. 24 years, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib from India visited Bangladesh. And he would constantly speak like this, draw the attention of the audience, then narrate to them the Sunnah of the Prophet. What is the simplest Sunnah of the Prophet? Assalamu alaikum. You may come on upon it, but incorrectly. You don't say Assalamu alaikum, you say Salam alaikum. Is it Salam alaikum or Assalamu alaikum? This great man would constantly talk about this. Revive the Sunnah. Give new life to the Sunnah. There is a famous uttering of our Prophet. Badal Islamu Ghariba. Islam started its journey in the world as an unknown person, as a stranger. Badal Islamu Ghariba. Islam started its journey as a stranger. Fasayaudu kama bada. Soon it will become a stranger again. Fatuva Lilurava, cheers for the strangers. What does it mean? Cheers for the strangers. He himself comes forward. Humuladina Yuslihuna Mafsadanas Min Sunnati Mimbadi. They are the people who set right, correct, modify my sunnah after these have been forgotten by man, distorted by man. So there is a very good news about reviving the sunnah of the Prophet. Very simple sunnah is Assalamu Alaikum, not Salaam Alaikum. In Bangladesh, the top affluent people live in Baridara. If you go there, your father will ask you, give salam to your uncle. The bird says, Assalamu Alaikum. Is it Assalamu Alaikum? Our Prophet taught? Assalamu Alaikum. Is it what our Prophet taught? No, he taught Assalamu Alaikum. If your Imam gives salam like this, Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wouldn't the Muslims catch him? Why did you say salam alaikum? Is it salam alaikum? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Number one, we don't say it correctly. Say correctly. Number two, the word in the hadith is afshu salam. Make widespread spreading of salam. Give every Muslim you meet salam. If it's a mistake, you have made a mistake, he is not a Muslim at all, doesn't matter. Because you don't know him, you get the full reward. Give salam repeated. Every time you go to your house, say Assalamu Alaikum. Every time you leave your house, say Assalamu Alaikum. You have given this gentleman Assalamu Alaikum. He goes back, comes around this pillar, comes here. The Sahib is giving salam again. He mentioned a tree, I mentioned a pillar. There is a date tree. Standing, they have given him salam, Assalamu Alaikum. He has just gone around the tree and come on this side, say Assalamu Alaikum again, mentioned in the hadith. How to give too much salam, afshu salam. The rest of this hadith is very interesting. Wa'atimul afshu salam, wa'atimul ta'am. Feed people. Feed the poor is not mentioned here. Feed rich as well as poor people. There is a mention in the Holy Quran, Ya Ayyuhar Rusulu, Kulu Minat Tayyibat, Wa Amalu Saliha. O my prophets, Kulu Minat Tayyibat, eat of the good things, Wa Amalu Saliha, perform righteous deeds. Eating is the first order, eat from my good things. Second, Wa Amalu Saliha, make good deeds. What are the good deeds? Follow the Prophet at every step. When you enter the mosque, we give the right hand first, don't you? Which hand do you, which feet do you? Right. And you utter the prayer. Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatika. Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. Two are the sunnah alive. But he would say, no, there are five sunnah. See, has been already forgotten. One is say bismillah. You don't say this. First sunnah is say bismillah. Just bismillah. Not bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Say durud upon me. Not Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama salli ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim inna kamilu majid. No, not this durud. Make it short. Otherwise there will be a great crowd and they entry. Wa salat wa salam ala Rasulullah. Third, Allahumma aftaliya wa rahmatik. Maulana Abu Rukh says, three are the mentions, zikr from the mouth. Bismillah, wa salat wa salam ala Rasulullah. Allahumma aftali abwaaba rahmatik. First you have been forgotten. You start from Allahumma aftali abwaaba. Then put your right hand. Fourth one is also alive. Finally, the fifth sunnah is make an intention of aitakaf. People perform aitakaf during the last 10 days of Ramadan. Our Prophet asks us, every time you enter the mosque, make an intention of what? Aitakaf. How to make intention for aitakaf? Intent. Uttering is not important. Oh Allah, I make any desire to be in a state of itikaf is not necessary. Just thinking that you are making intention isn't making intention. This is a job of the brain. It's not a job of the uttering. So five sunnah. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah Allahumma aftali wa rahmatik. Putting the right hand first, making intention of itikaf. Maulana Abu Rukh Sahib, we have seen him from 1981 to 2004. He died in 2005. Every year, every place in Bangladesh, in India, in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, he would constantly talk about this. Learn from the ulama what is the correct sunnah at this point and follow it. He used to say, sunnah like keeping bird is very difficult because the lady in the house is against it. Isn't that? Many person who say tahajjud every night, but they are afraid of the lady in the house, the queen in the house. She doesn't approve of it. He said, why go to choir? Start with the simple ones. Start the sunnah of drinking. Start the sunnah of eating. Start the sunnah of entering the mosque. Every sunnah you perform gives you a niki. This is the earning for that world. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. Every nafs will be given back what it earned. What are they earning? It's every act done according to the sunnah of the Prophet is an earning for akhirah. This is mentioned quite often. You have $10,000 in hand. Will this avail you at the grave? You have $10,000 in bank, or maybe cash in house. Will your sons and daughters put it with you in the grave? Everybody will call him mad people. Why did you put the dollars in the grave? Wouldn't they? So you say, don't go for fighting sunnah. Come to the simpler ones. Whenever the Prophet would go upstairs in the hilly regions, he would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whenever he should go in the slope down the earth, down the hill, he would say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Whenever he would walk in plain surface, he would say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Every night we can do this. What about coming down from the court? The sunnah is, put the left hand first. When you are coming down, put the left hand first. When you sit from sleeping position and step out, which should you put down first? Right. Left, left. You are putting a comfortable position. This is so comparatively smaller position. So when you get down, put your left hand first. Left feet. Say Subhanallah. Then you walk, La ilaha illallah. You go to the toilet door. Zikr is forbidden inside the toilet. But there is a prayer of our Prophet. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khabais. Put the left hand in. No zikr inside. When you finish, you come out. Say, Ghufrana, wa Allah forgive me. Alhamdulillah illazi azhaba anna al-aza wa afani. All praise belongs to Allah who has removed these things inside me. This urine and stool. He mentions azhaba anna al-aza. The things which would give me much suffering, without mentioning the word stool, mentioning the word urine. Many are such cases. The Quran doesn't even mention these things. He is not mentioning stool and urine, but he is mentioning what used to give me difficulty. If they would not pass correctly, how much different your mental situation become? Allah. So the Prophet's prayer, while going in, put the left hand, say the dua, and coming out, say the dua again. In every matter, he would very much talk about the sunnah of the salah. 5 times you come to the mosque. Such a great sunnah of the Prophet. In Bangladesh, a group of people were saying Isha prayer after he came from the mosque. It happened to you. On the first day, he just stopped for a while. The mosque was hardly, not even 100 meters, 100 yards, 100 feet. He passed the first time. He saw the second time the next day. He shouted. The sunnah of the Prophet is not correctly observed if you say your salat in jamaat inside your house in a room. That is not the correct way, the way of the Prophet. You have to say your prophets according to your Prophet's instruction. Go to the mosque where azan is called, where everyone can enter. You should say your prayers in jamaat inside a mosque, not in a prayer hall. If you are in difficulty, there is a different thing. I have heard in many buildings here, Muslims have made masala, prayer rooms. Very good. But the wording of the great saint, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jis jamaat ki taqib ki hai, wo ghar ki jamaat nahi. The way of salah that the Prophet prescribed is not the jamaat inside the house. It's for people who are in difficulty. Proper sunnah is going to a mosque, azan is called, every individual can come. You have to say your prayers in jamaat. 1400 years have passed, alhamdulillah. In Islam, this is so important. Here you have purchased synagogues, purchased churches, made into Muslim. They don't have the proper way of relation, saying prayers also. There is no comparison. Can you find any amal in the whole world similar to azan? Does the Christians give azan? Does the Jews give azan? or any other nation, who performs five times of salah? That leads to building of the mosque. That leads to propagation of Islam. Salah is the root of all activity. Aqimish salat al-dhikri. So the great men who speak again and again about this. I've just mentioned a few items. Our time is over. Maulana Abu Raksa would mention a verse from the Quran. Mazakir fa'inna al-dhikratan fa'ul mu'ineen. Remind. Reminding will certainly benefit the believers. Just talk to them in an informal manner. Inside a room, only four people, three people, doesn't matter. Your virtue will not be measured according to how many persons was in the audience. It will be mentioned according to your niyyah. What is your niyyah? Our niyyah is to learn ways, means to please Him. This is our creator, our sustainer. Should we make dua now? Bismillah. That's a lovely following from the Prophet. Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been mentioned in the Quran this way. Ya ayyuha rusul, O my Prophet, kulu min at-tayyibah, each of the good things, wa amalu saliha, making amal saliha, performing righteous deeds, have been mentioned as number two. What is number one? Kulu min at-tayyibah, eat from the good things. If the Prophets are asked to eat from the good things, what is the position of ours? You eat first time, second time, third time. Eat of the good things. Perform righteous deeds. May Allah give us to perform righteous deeds. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu as-salamu ala Rasulim Kareem. Astaghfirullah, 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 Rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب اوزعني ان اشكر نعمتك التي انعمت علي وعلى والدي وان اعمل صالحا ترضاه وادخلني برحمتك ربي وبارك وسلم ربنا اعتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب ربنا اننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين